Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Ricketts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Brock reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. White reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ricketts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clemens hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peña fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Ricketts and he is safe. Santo steals second. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santos scores. Altman moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ricketts is 0-for-1 in the game. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ricketts for the out. One out. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brock bunts towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Buell. Brock moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Peña moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons throws to second for 1, and Javier throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Peña scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ricketts is 0-for-2 in the game. Ricketts takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Kurt Simmons. Bob Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bertel trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Mike Shannon. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.